Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Served Naked. This file will have you laying on your back, covered in food that will slowly be taken. For this file, it will of course help if you're already feeling nice and relaxed, letting yourself flow and fall into that space of deep relaxation where you're so used to listening to my voice. The world can be a wonderful, strange place with things not often seen still happening out there. And you, as you close your eyes, falling deeper and deeper, have decided to try out one of them. You don't quite remember how you got to it, where you found the idea, or even how you got into contact with the people that offered to eat food of your body. It was a very strange idea, but something inside of you liked the idea of being the center of attention and yet completely anonymous. Every part of your body would be seen by strangers, but as they told you, you would not be able to see them. You would be wearing headphones, listening to gentle music, wearing a blindfold that covered your eyes and helped in your anonymity. For the people eating off you, you were nobody, just a shape. But we're getting ahead of ourselves, because before you could even be covered in food, you will have to be cleaned and shaven. You were asked to come very early to make sure that all the preparations could be done in time before the buffet opened. You were told that it was going to be a 7-course meal served off your body, but you had no idea what was going to happen exactly. They asked many difficult questions to you about where you like being touched and where you don't, if you feel comfortable with strangers, and certain other things before you were even allowed to come here. But now that you're here, you are the center of attention for a long time. It all started with several people helping you undress and starting to clean your body. Every part of your body was gently cleaned and scrubbed, and certain places that had hair were shaven. Any surface that was visible from the front of your body got shaven clean so nicely. You weren't even sure how many people were helping you clean at the same time. It was like a massage everywhere at once, light but very pleasant. They scrubbed your hands and arms very nice and clean. made sure that your chest, your stomach, and your pubic area were all nice, clean, scrubbed, and shaven. Even your legs, especially your thighs, were cleaned thoroughly. It was done very professionally. It felt more relaxing than anything else, although having so many people tend to you does help you feel special. As you dry yourself with a beautiful, soft, and very nice smelling towel, you smell the different scents from the kitchen. They've already started to prepare food that was going to be on top of you, and it smelled absolutely delicious. You were given some food to taste and to eat before it was time for you to lay down, because you would be there for a very long time. With your stomach comfortably full, but not so much that it changed your shape, you were ready. You were led to a very beautiful wooden table that was just a little bit higher. You were so fuzzy that you didn't think to glance beneath it, otherwise you would have noticed the wheels that allowed the table to be moved after it was prepared. You were very gently helped on top of the table, and with a soft surface beneath you, helping you to lay still in one place, you lay down on your back. You naturally close your eyes, felt a blindfold being placed over it, and felt another set of hands carefully placing small, slim headphones over your ears. You imagine for a moment how strange it would look from the outside, naked on a table. But without your face being properly visible, you felt beautifully anonymous, the warmth of the room helping your skin to feel nice. You felt hands softly going over your skin. It appeared as if they were putting a thin layer of oil all over you. It happened swiftly and efficiently by practiced hands that must have done this 100 times before. As you settled in, knowing that you'd have to lay there for maybe hours, you let your mind drift into the pleasant music as you decided to just let it happen. Things would just go by one, and no matter how it happened, it would be a wonderful experience. You could feel slowly how things were placed on top of your body. You did your best to keep your breathing very even, not too shallow, but very calm and deliberate. The gentle rise and fall of your body was so smooth that it didn't offset anything You could hear approving noises from all around you as they continued to cover you with food. You felt the coolness of balls, the softness, the strange hardness of different things. Certain hot meals and cold meals being placed not too far from each other. It felt strange, but also really interesting. You felt how things were placed on your chest, your shoulders, your stomach, your hips, even a bit between your legs and on your thighs. It appeared to be made in layers. They started just on the center of your body and slowly worked their way outwards, as if each course had a place. Each course was divided into regions that other people would take. You weren't quite sure how many people would actually eat off you, but it excited you. As you slipped deeper and deeper into a wonderfully strange trance, aided by the music and the gentle attention that your body was getting, you barely even noticed when the table started moving. The wheels underneath it must have been very well oiled. Not a single jerk as they slowly moved your table from where you were into the restaurant. You hadn't even seen the inside. You had no idea what kind of space you were being driven into, as the table rolled, being controlled by multiple people. All you could do is just let it happen. You couldn't see, couldn't really hear anything except for a mild buzz of conversation. The music drowned out the rest. Your body felt a little heavy with the many things covering it, but it was pleasant, like a bizarre blanket. Every time you breathed, you smelled different things. You weren't quite sure what kind of things were on your stomach, but you knew that it would be tasty. You even caught a little bit of the oil that they put on you. Mostly neutral, but you could still feel it in the air. After you stopped, you could feel people around you, 4, maybe 5 people, being seated close to you. You could feel the heat of their body emanating towards the different parts of yours. Your upper arms and your thighs could almost feel the air move as they gestured. They must be pointing at you and looking at the beautiful food on top of you. Your skin completely covered from thigh to neck. Just an anonymous part of the surface. You were the table. The table was you. You felt something sound like a bell, and suddenly you felt hands almost touching you. It's almost like the brush of skin against skin suddenly taking away some of the food. They were all the way on the outside. Your outer thighs and your shoulders tickled a little bit as they took away. Just appetizers, nothing more. It didn't take very long before they started on the next course. They were just appetizers after all, a single bite, made to help them just increase their appetite ever so slightly. You could feel the bowls that were placed on top of you being moved. On your ribs, on your shoulders, you could feel the weight being lifted, and you could almost hear sounds of people eating the things that were slowly being taken away from your body. You still felt completely covered. All the intimate places still completely covered with food. Minutes passed as they finished their course and waited patiently. Again, you could hear a soft bell sound signifying the next course. Again, you could feel hands touching you, a little bit on your hips and just above your chest. You felt weight lifted from those locations and your mind settled. Although you could feel your body responding to the anonymous touches, they had no idea what you were feeling, who you were, and yet their touches felt incredibly personal and private, each of them eating of you in a different way. You could feel softness, roughness, delicate, and a bit clumsy, touches that were all different. And yet it didn't matter. Your mind wandered more and more as you continued to just fade away your delicious trance. It was time for the next course, and you could feel how certain warm pieces on your body were being taken away. More and more of your chest and your hips was slowly being laid bare. Your thighs no longer covered. But it felt good. It was like a sweet, slow striptease. Only you didn't have to do a single thing. Your body was beautifully clean, bare, ready to be seen. You could feel the hands moving closer and closer to more sensitive spots. With the next round, they almost completely cleared your stomach. Only your chest and the place between your legs were still covered. The rounds were slower this time. You could feel the movements just pausing as skin made contact with skin. Part of you didn't know if this was par for the course or if they were tempted by you. Could they feel the flush on your cheeks? Did they notice the subtle change in your gentle breathing? Could they feel your arousal growing as you were touched more and more? Perhaps. the main course so very slowly, you almost wanted them to touch you more, but with each round the time between them appeared to last longer. You lost count. You don't know how many courses are left, how many they've done, but did it matter? You felt yourself getting warmer and warmer, and something strange started to happen. On your chest, something felt like it was leaking. You weren't quite sure if this was because you were getting aroused and the heat, the flush of your skin was causing whatever was on there to melt, or if something else happened. Whatever it was, a finger just carelessly caressed your skin as they appeared to just remove whatever was there. You imagine that finger traveling to a mouth and being licked clean. You have no idea how many minutes had passed since the previous course, but slowly your whole chest was being exposed. Everything above the waist was visible now. And you could feel fingertips going back and forth across your skin, seemingly to take away the many different spillages. You tried to keep your moans in. You kept as quiet as you could, did your best to keep your breathing level. You did not want to disappoint. You did your best to just slow down, go deeper and deeper in that trance, and just let whatever happens, happen. You suddenly smell a deliciously sweet smell as you breathed in. You felt a heat across your chest, not touching yet, but something was hovering above. It must be a dessert, you thought. It smelled so nice. You didn't quite figure out what it was, but all your thoughts faded away as something was poured across your chest. And many tongues suddenly moved in to lick it off you, from both sides at the same time, as the pouring happened, starting just below your neck and moved down and down and down. They licked clean your chest, your stomach, and as the pouring went further down, they started to eat whatever was left above your pubic region. You heard some strange crunchy noises and suddenly felt the deep, warm, sweet liquid being poured between your legs. And they did. They licked every last bit of fluid clean of your skin. It stopped almost as sudden as it began. The pouring and the licking. Part of you imagined people sitting upright, politely and elegantly dapping their lips with napkins. You felt yourself being moved, the table shifting as it was rolled back into the previous space. One wonders how far you'd let this go next time. In a daze, you were helped off the table, cleaned and redressed. Time just seemed to pass away without you noticing. I'm sure that when you finally awaken and arrive back, you might have to take care of something. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. Welcome back.